This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden is expected to speak with the Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu today. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are set to speak amid growing White House frustration with Israel's handling of the Gaza war. A U.S. official says the call will come Thursday after an Israeli airstrike that killed seven aid workers.
He's outraged. He's heartbroken.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre and National Security Spokesman John Kirby say while Israel has the right to defend itself against Hamas,
as a modern military and a democracy, they have obligations to the innocent people of Gaza, and they have not always met those obligations.
The two leaders last spoke more than 2 weeks ago. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In Taiwan, a day after that deadly earthquake, rescuers are searching for those who are still out of contact. The earthquake killed 9 people. Here at home, parts of New England are getting snow and sleet. Bad weather's been interfering with salvage operations in Baltimore, where crews have been working to clear the wreckage of that bridge that collapsed after a cargo ship hit it. 6 people are believed to have died. The bodies of 2 were recovered last week. Maryland Governor Wes Moore on the priorities now.
First, we need to give closure to these families. Second, we need to clear the channel and open vessel traffic to the port. Third, we need to take care of our people, all the people who have been affected by this crisis. And fourth, we need to and we will rebuild the key bridge.
Nobody won Powerball last night. The jackpot's now $1.2 billion. If you win and you take the cash option, that would be $595 million. This is AP News. Now to the Postal Service and the problems it says it found in Virginia. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Some of the issues found at the Richmond, Virginia facility include damaged mail left unprocessed for months. The audit raises questions about the Postal Service's plans to modernize its processing network. The facility is the first of 60 planned regional processing centers that the U.S. Postal Service is launching nationwide to streamline operations and cut costs. But the audit found that work hours and overtime actually increased after the center opened. And the audit also found that problems at the Richmond Center, which opened in July, have contributed to a drop in on-time service that now finds Virginia ranked worst in the nation. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Dow dropped 43 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Maytag laundry appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy 2 or 3 select major appliances. And when you buy 4 or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your home's unique needs and style. Shop Maytag 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.